Welcome to our divine office where we pray with scripture on this rich and beautiful morning. Invitatory. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him, singing for joy. Come, let us worship the Lord, for he who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us. We belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. Come, let us worship Christ, the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. Go within his gates, giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. Come, let us worship Christ, the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. Indeed, how good is the Lord, eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship Christ, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. We do well to sing to your name, Most High, and proclaim your mercy at daybreak. Psalm 92. Praise of God the Creator. Sing in praise of Christ's redeeming work, St. Athanasius. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your truth in the watches of the night. On the ten-stringed lyre and the lute, with the murmuring sound of the harp. Your deeds, O Lord, have made me glad. For the work of your hands I shout with joy. O Lord, how great are your works, how deep are your designs. The foolish man cannot know this, and the fool cannot understand. Though the wicked spring up like grass, and all who do evil thrive, they are doomed to be eternally destroyed. But you, Lord, are eternally on high. See how your enemies perish. All doers of evil are scattered. Thank you for all the gifts that you are giving me. To me you give the wild ox's strength. You anoint me with the purest oil. My eyes looked in triumph on my foes. My ears heard gladly of their fall. The just will flourish like the palm tree and grow like a Lebanon cedar. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God, still bearing fruit when they are old, still full of sap, still green, to proclaim that the Lord is just. In him, my rock, there is no wrong. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God our Father, help us know that the Father really does want to help us. Help us to trust in you. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. We do well to sing to your name, Most High, and proclaim your mercy at daybreak. I will create a new heart in you, and breathe into you a new spirit. I will take away from you from away from among the nations, gather you from all the foreign lands, and bring you back to your own land. I will sprinkle clean water upon you to cleanse you from all your impurities, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. I will give you a new heart and place a new spirit within you, taking from your bodies your stony hearts and giving you natural hearts. I will put my spirit within you, and make you live by my statutes, careful to observe my decrees. You shall live in the land I gave your fathers. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. On the lips of children and infants you have found perfect praise. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Son, we pray for all of your needs and intentions, and for mine and my family's, and especially for Oscar on this day when we have his funeral. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. On the lips of children and infants you have found perfect praise. Psalm 8, the majesty of the Lord in man's and man's dignity. The Father gave Christ lordship of creation and made him head of the church. Ephesians 1:22. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth. Your majesty is praised above the heavens. On the lips of children and of babes you have found praise to foil your enemy, to silence the foe and the rebel. When I see the heavens, the work of your hands, the moon and the stars which you arranged, what is man that you should keep him in mind, mortal man that you care for him? Yet you have made him little less than a god. With glory and honor you crowned him, gave him power over the works of your hands. Put all things under his feet, all of them, sheep and cattle, yes, even the savage beasts, birds of the air and fish that make their way through the waters. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Almighty Lord, how wonderful is your name. You have made every creature subject to you. Make us worthy to give you service. In honor of Mary's gifts from the Holy Spirit, take care of us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. On the lips of children and infants you have found perfect praise. The man of God welcomes the light so that all may see that his deeds are true. First reading from the book of Exodus. Now we're in chapter 3, or rather the very ending of chapter 2 and chapter 3. A long time passed, during which the king of Egypt died. The Israelites groaned under their bondage and cried out, and from their bondage their cry for help went up to God. God heard their moaning, and God was mindful of his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God saw the Israelites, and God knew. And then there's an unfinished sentence. God knew. Interesting, right? Meanwhile, Moses was tending the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro, the priest of Midian. Leading the flock across the desert, he came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There an angel of the Lord appeared to him in fire, flaming out of a bush. As he looked on, he was surprised to see that the bush, though on fire, was not consumed. So Moses decided, I must go over to look at this remarkable sight and see why the bush is not burned. When the Lord saw him coming over to look at it more closely, God called out to him from the bush. Moses, Moses, he answered, here I am. God said, come no nearer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. I am the God of your father, he continued, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. But the Lord said, I have witnessed the affliction of my people in Egypt, and have heard their cry of complaint against their slave drivers. So I know well what they are suffering. Therefore I have come down to rescue them from the hands of the Egyptians, and lead them out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the country of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hittites and Jebusites. So indeed the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have truly noted that the Egyptians are oppressing them. Come now, I will send you to Pharaoh to lead my people, the Israelites out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and lead the Israelites out of Egypt? He answered, I will be with you, and this shall be your proof that it is I who have sent you. When you bring my people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this very mountain. But, said Moses to God, when I go to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, if they ask me what is his name, what am I to tell them? God replied, I am who am. Then he added, this is what you shall tell the Israelites. I am sent me to you. God spoke further to Moses. Thus shall you say to the Israelites, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever. This is my title for all generations. Go and assemble the elders of the Israelites and tell them, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, has appeared to me and said, I am concerned about you and about the way you are being treated in Egypt. So I have decided to lead you out of the misery of Egypt into the land of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, a land flowing with milk and honey. Thus you will heed your, they will heed your message. Then you and the elders of Israel shall go to the king of Egypt and say to him, the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has sent us word. Permit us then to go a 3 days' journey into the desert, that we may offer sacrifice to the Lord our God. Yet I know that the king of Egypt will not allow you to go unless he is forced. I will stretch out my hand, therefore, and smite Egypt by doing all kinds of wondrous deeds there. After that, he will send you away. Responsory prayer. God said to Moses, I am who I am. Tell the people of Israel, I am sent me to you. I and I alone am the Lord. There is no other who can save you. Tell the people of Israel, I am sent me to you. Our second reading is from the Treatises Against Heresies by St. Irenaeus, Bishop. The Friendship of God. Our Lord, the Word of God, drew men to God as servants, but later he freed those made subject to him. He himself testified to this, I do not call you servants any longer, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. Instead, I call you friends, since I have made known to you everything that I have learned from my Father. Friendship with God brings the gift of immortality to those who accept it. I almost forgot. We want a special second reading because we have the patron, one of the great patron saints of mental illness, is someone I wanted to celebrate, Saint John of God. So you can read about John of God, a religious in Spain in the 1900s sometime. But this is one of his reflections from a letter by Saint John of God. Religious. Christ is faithful and provides all things is the caption the church has chosen. If we look forward to receiving God's mercy, we can never fail to do good so long as we have the strength. For if we share with the poor out of love for God, whatever he has given to us, we shall receive according to his promise, 100-fold in eternal happiness. What a fine profit, what a blessed reward. Who would not entrust his possessions to this best of merchants, who handles all our affairs so well? With outstretched arms, he begs us to turn toward him, to weep for our sins, and to become the servants of love. First for ourselves, then for our neighbors. Just as water extinguishes a fire, so love wipes away all sin, wipes away sin. So many poor people come here that I often wonder how we can care for them all. But Jesus Christ provides all things and nourishes everyone. Many of them come to the house of God because the city of Granada is large and very cold, especially now in winter. More than 110 are now living here, sick and healthy, servants and pilgrims. Since this house is open to everyone, it receives the sick of every type and condition, the crippled, the disabled, lepers, mutes, the insane, paralytics, those suffering from every scurvy and those bearing the afflictions of old age, many children, and above all, countless pilgrims and travelers who come here, for whom we furnish the fire, the water, the salt, as well as the utensils to cook their food. And for all this, no payment is requested, yet Christ provides. I work here on borrowed money, a prisoner for the sake of Christ, of Jesus Christ. And often my debts are so pressing that I dare not go out of the house for fear of being seized by my creditors. Whenever I see so many poor brothers and sisters of mine suffering beyond their strength and overwhelmed with so many physical or mental ills, which I cannot alleviate, then I become exceedingly sorrowful. But I trust in Christ, who knows my heart. And so I say, woe to the man who trusts in men rather than in Christ. Whether you like it or not, you will grow apart from men, but Christ is faithful and always with you, for Christ provides all things. Let us always give thanks to him. Amen. Responsory prayer. Share your bread with the hungry and destitute, and take the poor and homeless into your house. Then your light will break forth like the dawn. Your holiness will go before you. When you see a man who is naked, clothe him, and do not scorn your brother. Then your light will break forth like the dawn. Your holiness will go before you. On this beautiful morning, remember John of God at one point suffered with mental illness in his own life. We thank you, God, for the example and prayers of St. John of God, and ask for Bill's prayers to be granted through St. John of God. And we pray for all the needs and intentions that we have here. We're also going to pray for the antiphon, which is, store for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither rust nor moth can destroy. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither rust nor moth can destroy. Let us pray to the all-powerful Father who raised Jesus from the dead and gives new life to our mortal bodies, and say to him, Lord, give us new life in Christ. Father, through baptism we have been buried with your Son and have risen with him in his resurrection. Grant that we may walk in newness of life, so that when we die we may live with Christ forever. Provident Father, you have given us the living bread that has come down from heaven and which should always be eaten worthily. Grant that we may eat this bread worthily and be raised up to eternal life on the last day. Lord, you sent an angel to comfort your Son in his agony. Give us the hope of your consolation when death draws near. You delivered the three youths from the fiery furnace. Free your faithful ones from the punishment they suffer for their sins. God of the living and the dead, you raised Jesus from the dead. Raise up those who have died and grant that we may share eternal glory with them. May your mother, refuge of sinners, pray for us and gain for us your loving kindness. Again, we pray for the special intentions of Bill, especially through the intercession of St. John of God on this John of God's heavenly birthday. Lord, help us with your grace. And of course, we pray for the repose of Oscar's soul as we remember and thank God for his life. Lord, help us with your grace. Gathering all of our prayers and praises into one, we pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Amen. Final prayer. O God, who filled St. John of God with a spirit of compassion. Grant, we pray, that giving ourselves to works of charity, we may merit to be found among the elect in your kingdom. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. And also an extra prayer. Lord God, you are the glory of believers and the life of the just. Your Son redeemed us by dying and rising to life again. Our brother Oscar was faithful and believed in our own resurrection. Give to him the joy and blessings of the life to come. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray in Our Father and Hail Mary for the Pope's monthly intentions, and ask for a plenary indulgence for ourselves. His intentions are, let us pray that broken families might discover the cure for their wounds through forgiveness, rediscovering each other's gifts, even in their differences. And let us pray also for him at this time, as we pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity. Pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Oh, good Lord, ask for a plenary indulgence for yourself. You can also ask for it for one of the deceased souls in purgatory that you may want to pray for. So it's a public prayer that the church says. By praying for others, we can grant them remission of sin. So ask for a partial or plenary indulgence. Bye-bye. Always through the merits of Christ, of course. Bye-bye.